99 Souls and Brandy there. The girl is mine. It is Fitzy and Whipper with you on Nova. It's 7:34 for your Monday morning. Well, I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. It begins 6:30pm, January 31st, Channel 10. Very excited about this. And we're going to quiz Brownie a little bit more about this, but we're going to get him on, have a chat first. Dr. Chris Brown.
Thank you very much.
If you could only hear the conversation that happened before we go on air.
What's the difference between a beaver and a marmot?
We're highbrow in here.
I mean, where was this? I mean, you posted a photo here. I mean, you've got the marmot there. Yep. I mean, is that just random animals? Because your Instagram is made up of random animals.
It's a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. No, but you take amazing shots, Brad. Do you steal any shots? Be honest with me, because some of them are too good to be true.
It's quite an accusation to throw. Yeah, that's the most insulting thing. You've insulted me a lot of times in here before.
I always comment.
You've just taken it to a new low.
I always comment and say, that is such a beautiful landscape. I can see myself kissing you there.
And you always block up.
I mean, what have you done here?
Well, it's a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. Did you take that one?
I'm a vet, okay? And despite what numerous Tarzan promos might indicate, I have credibility, okay?
Well, look at that. Did you take that?
Yes.
What's
that? Was in Greenland. It's a sled dog.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Brownie, you could learn a lot from me.
Yeah, I'm trying, mate.
Another shark sighting up in Newcastle on the weekend. Yeah. Now, it took a chunk out of a dolphin. I was told, if you see dolphins around, there'll be no sharks because the dolphins scare off the sharks.
Yeah, myth.
Oh, man.
Is it really?
Well, the thing is that when you get dolphins, quite often they're fishing because dolphins need to eat a lot of fish each day just to keep themselves going. So when the bait fish are schooling near the coastline, then that's when the dolphins will be attracted. But that's exactly what attracts sharks to the coast in the first place. So they'll often end up looking for the same school of fish. And unfortunately for this dolphin, he's obviously got in the way of the shark when he's been feeding.
When you're at the bucket list and you're feeding, do you get a lot of guys around you biting you? Like,
we were going to learn something this morning. More than just a bucket list and Brownie.
I try to lead a credible life, like a life that is an example to others, and I get dragged down by people like you, who believe that my spare time in Bondi is spent doing other things, other pursuits, other than looking after animals.
Well, last time you were here, you were telling us about that dolphin that was around the swimmers that got a little bit toey. Remember that dolphin?
Again, based on fact and medical information, trying to educate you and your listeners about what it is that excites me about my world, the world of animals.
Was that Ocean World?
The world of animals.
Have they done
Dr. Chris Brown's latest book,
My World and the World of Animals.
It's interesting what stories resonate with you, though, isn't it? I mean, what I do love is the fact that a lot of people have those dolphin tattoos, like, because they love the spiritual side of dolphins.
Yeah.
They are sex fiends.
Like, are they?
They love it. I once went swimming with dolphins and witnessed, like, this dolphin who in the space of a minute had four different partners. I mean, you joke about your bucket list, but you cannot do that in the bucket list. I've tried. It's not possible.
Even on Australia Day.
And they name the dolphin Dr. Chris.
Okay, let's move on from there. That's amazing, though. Am I right by saying, Brownie, on that topic, that besides us, I believe it's monkeys and dolphins that will only partake for pleasure?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's what they say.
What type of monkey?
All monkeys.
Because I'm asking for a friend.
I've seen monkeys at the zoo that are obviously bored and have nothing to do.
What are they doing, Whipper?
They get busy with themselves.
In what way?
Just eating bamboo and playing monkey time, great. I suppose.
Yeah,
which is an interesting thing.
Well, that's boredom mixed in with a little bit of pleasure,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. You've been throwing clues at us about the celebs going into the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to quiz you a little bit more next, okay, mate? Get stuck into you a little bit more. This is Shawn Mendes. Great song called Stitches. Dr. Chris Brown is going to stick around and have a bit more of a chat at 7:38.